This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I understand we have yet another special guest here today.
What?
Yep, she overslept and missed the dad news break, but I can see her on the FaceTime.
Are you ready to talk to her? I'll put her on now real quick with you, and then I'll take over and do some text. Hold on.
Yeah, let's get Isla going over here. Got to find out what Isla's doing. Get her some headphones. Hey, Isla, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, listen, I found out that on Minecraft, they have a whole educational thing. You're going to be able to tell your dad, listen, I'm learning stuff on here, too. It's a trick. All right? You tell dad, look, I need to do 2 hours on Minecraft today. You still playing Minecraft?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important,
you know?
I got
stuck, and now I don't know where I was. That's where I have my crafting table, so now I lost my place.
Oh, no. So you really need to get on there. There's a whole educational thing, and you'll be able to figure the whole thing out, Isla. What else are you doing? What else do you make your dad do all day long?
I don't make my dad do anything, but he just sleeps all day.
Oh, well, that's interesting. What else does dad do?
He just sleeps all day?
He just sleeps all day.
Also he folds clothes and plays guitar.
Oh, I see. Sleeping, folding clothes, and playing guitar. All right. What else? What other kind of stuff?
He reads the news.
Sure. Well, reading is important. I heard he was yanking at your teeth yesterday.
Yeah, he was yanking at my teeth and tickling me at the same time.
I knew that was how he was getting. He goes, yeah, I managed to get her mouth open long enough to get my fingers in there. So did the tooth fall out, or what's the deal with the tooth?
Didn't fall out.
You gotta wiggle at those things.
We're going to do it again, so I bet it's going to fall out today.
I bet that's right. That sounds like a safe bet. I'll bet a dollar if anybody wants that bet. Nobody? All right. All right, Isla. Well, thank you. I'm sorry that you missed your sponsor spot today, but it's a delight to talk to you as always. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a delight. Yes, Sarah.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it's fun. I like it.
All right.
I like that kid. She's a keeper.
She's good at selling me out, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Sleeping all day, huh?
Yeah, that happens. Okay, hey, I wanted to read a few of your texts if I could. So let me run
Vinny, you sound great.
I know, you sound great right now.
This is perfect.
Yep.
Are you saying?
It's
no,
great.
This is, yeah, we're being very
honest. I used to have to really turn you down. Now I'm like, I crank you up at the same volume as everybody. It's quite
Isla
fixed.
Was a little bit soft. Yeah, Isla was a little Isla soft. Was, but, yeah. You know, when you're talking, it's perfect where you're at.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's great.
Sorry, I don't trust your compliments. I'm like, what?
Oh, no. You shouldn't trust our compliments. I mean, really, should any of us trust each other's compliments? It seems unwise. You know us.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We had a brief stop in the action on the text machine, but it's working now. You can text us, and here's some of the stuff you guys said. 650 Vinny, Hulk baby is a carbon copy of Isla. They absolutely look very much alike, but as any parent will tell you, these two are so different.
You can't believe they came from the same place.
Right. And by the way, Hulk Baby wants to come on, and as soon as she can string two or three words together, I'll let her. But until then, you can't.
Oh, just, a little yelling would be fine. We're down.
She's got very little handle on the English language. Like, you can get her to say mama if you ask her to. Otherwise, she just points at the person. It's not.
Or whatever it is she wants.
Right.
That's a second kid thing. I believe that. They don't need to. You can guess what they want, and they point at it and grunt, and they let their older sibling do all the talking.
Loving having Isla on the air. My God, her voice intonations are so...
They're adorable. She's adorable.
I don't even know where the end of that is. Let's see here. Did I hear two very large belches and no excuse me? Who burped?
That was you. You've been burping all day.
Was that on the air?
Yeah.
No.
It wasn't on the air?
No.
Well,
I thought that was off the air.
Oh, he's definitely done it off the air, but I thought there was at least one. Can you please, Bryn, you're so obnoxious. Look, everyone, we're on FaceTime all morning with each other so that we can see and give hand signals and stuff. And now Bryn has somehow discovered that he's got filters he can put on there. He's like an owl. He's a white dude. He's smiling and flipping his head up and down. Now he's a monkey. Oh, boy. Hey, Bryn, now that Vinny has turned down slightly, if you could turn down in my mix a little bit. I don't know if that's something you can do, but you're the loudest thing.
Turn myself down, right? Okay.
Yes.
I got it.
Oh, and now Nicole's a shark. Oh, this is fantastic.
Oh, baby, this is great.
You're going to have to show us how to do this so I can be obnoxious,
too.
Oh,
so now you want to do it, too. Great.
Well, yeah. I mean, it looks like a party. I mean, I want to...
Okay.
Oh, here you go. Now I'll be this guy. There we go.
Oh, good.
There we go.
That's great about cookie dough and all, but it better not taste different. Yeah, I mean,
if
you've been successful, as Sarah apparently has, with the raw cookie dough, I don't know why you'd make the switch.
I mean, other than
you're still exposing yourself to salmonella every time you do it, but whatever, you know. What's
worse, not having cookie dough or having salmonella? I don't know. It's a toss up.
I mean, for the perfect bite, isn't it worth it?
Yeah, it totally is.
Looking at you, what was that? Was that yesterday you posted as you were concocting each little bite one at a time?
Oh, my God. Well, I wanted to show you, you know, as I was eating just the tender flesh of the grilled cheese sandwich that I made. That was such a good grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, my God.
Was it, though?
It really was. So buttery, so crispy.
You got to cook it slow.
That's the trick.
The trick to the grilled cheese, cook it slow.
Cook it slow. You got to give the cheese time to melt at the right pace without overheating the bread. You know, you need that perfect golden brown. That's on my story on Clarky Clark. It's going away in about, I don't know, when did I eat that? Probably almost exactly 24 hours ago. So.
Right after the show, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to see a perfect grilled cheese, you better get there now.
Well done.
Hurry up,
it's going away.
I used Zoom for my divorce 10 years ago, and now I use it for all my legal needs. They even do copywriting.
Really?
Zoom, everyone.
How strange.
Wait.
You know what? I have... So, in other words, and so she didn't have to meet face-to-face with her husband or his wife, whatever. They would just all meet on Zoom? I didn't know Zoom had been around that long.
I think we're talking about two different things now. Oh. I think Zoom... isn't there a company out there that provides you almost sort of... what do they call that? Boilerplate? You know,
yeah,
standard
sure.
contract that you can get and fill in the information?
If you have a simple divorce going, right.
Yeah, I feel like that's two different things. Zoom, the app, is a connection-based.
Right.
I don't know.
It's kind of like a FaceTime.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the same at all. We have two teddy bears taped to our front windows. Great way to lift up spirits in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I got to remember to do that. I think that's really cute. I don't know if... I haven't seen any kids walking around out there, so I don't know if they'd get seen, but... But might as well put them up there. Can't hurt anything.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. Please don't forget about preschool child care workers. We are expected to stay open to support essential workers. We have little to no children. We cannot force staff to work. We have no fiscal... sorry, this one got confused. But that's true. I can see why some places do need to still watch other people's kids just based simply on... They know that worker needs to be at the hospital.
Right. Ultimate necessity.
Sarah and Vinny, can I get a birthday shout out? Today is my big 4-0, spending the day with my 5-year-old and 2-year-old running around.
That's a party.
We're going to party
like it's your birthday. Happy 40th. 40 is a big one. 40 is... That's when you realize it's happening to you too. Even though you thought it would never happen, it's happening.
Yeah, I was pretty good about 40 until I showed up to work and there was a funeral thrown for me, and then I suddenly didn't feel so good about it.
Well, we're doing our part.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Give you your reality check. Although I think my 40s were one of my favorite. Oh sure, one of my favorite decades. I love my 50s too. Although this year can take a hike. Jesus.
You are not kidding.
Oh, F off already.
Boy, sorry. The texting machine is especially, it's like someone spins them and they just spit out all over the place.
In no particular order.
Jesus. I think what they're referring to is LegalZoom.
Oh, LegalZoom.
That's what I'm thinking of. Zoom is a conference app that allows you to call directly and set up virtual meetings. You're welcome. But there's a LegalZoom is the other thing where you can get legal services online. Two different things.
All right. Now we know. Phew. Now it's all clear.
Sorry, I'm just getting to look at these for the first time because this is Hawaii does have COVID from the cruises.
Oh, right.
That were there and then quarantined here in Oakland. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, we're bringing you all kinds of gifts, tourists, to buy your stuff and also diseases. Here you go. Yeah, the cruises are, they're getting a bad rap on this and seems like deservedly so. That was really where it all started for us, right? Hearing about that cruise ship that was quarantined off the coast.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were still at work for another week after that.
Hey, Vin, can you do a PSA out there to remind everyone to turn their car over at least once a week to prevent battery drain?
Oh, I keep thinking I should. I haven't touched that car in 2 weeks. I need to take it for a little ride. Josh, we'll go for a ride today. We'll take the car for a ride. You know? I think the tires are going flat, honey. You'll fix that for me.
That's something that I wouldn't say that any of our political leaders have recommended that that's the way to get out. But one of the things you can do or we've done to get out is just get in the car and go drive.
Well, there you are, isolated together in your car. So it's, you know, it is an option. And boy, if you got little kids, everybody knows what happens to little kids in the backseat of a car in their comfy car seat.
Right.
Can you even count the amount of times you've loaded the family into the car to take that kid for a drive and stop the crying? Please stop crying. Please stop crying.
No, and as we were talking about each kid's different, Isla used to fall asleep right on my chest. She'd lay down right on my chest and sleep, and she did that, like, for a long time. This second kid, no chance. Not happening.
That's one of the things I liked most about, like, I thought to myself, it's easier for me than it was for my mom because they're strapped in and they've accepted it. They've always been strapped in. They can't get out. There's no monkey business in the backseat of the car. Like, they are trapped. It's like sanctioned bondage. It's awesome. Of course they have to be strapped in. Woo!
Let's see here. This is Tom Mazzola. I'm a dozer operator for Recology Garbage Company in SF. Love you guys and happy to provide service in these tough times.
Yeah, thank you, people who are handling our waste. It's crucial. Thank you.
I don't know where this one's gonna end up. Really, Vinny? Healthcare workers can't get masks for their jobs, but the general public has them to wear to the grocery store. Just going out the door is... And then I lose it.
Hmm.
You know, one of the things I think they made a mistake on, and I'm not in politics, but I know that when people were being told, don't get masks, they won't work. And I know the real idea behind that was, we're running low on masks for the people who need them.
Right.
And that's what I believe they should have said in the first place. That's my opinion.
Take only the masks that you absolutely need. You know, when I finally get my elastic that I've been, I swear to God, I'm like, give me my elastic. I'm going to drop off a few cloth masks at all my neighbors' houses, too. Because that is something you can wear to the grocery store and feel good about without taking one of the N95 masks. And maybe you get a couple of those. You can throw them right in the laundry and reuse them. And then take the magic masks, the ones they really need, and donate them.
Vinny, if I want to buy a beginner guitar, what do you recommend? Thinking of online lessons. Haven't played a guitar in 40-plus years.
Oh, boy.
Call Alan at Bananas.
Yep.
He is a guy who will absolutely get you set up on the item you need, not something he talks you into.
No, he's a good guy.
He is a great guy.
We've worked with Bananas for years now.
Mm-hmm.
Shame. Bananas at large.
Hey, we had two people on the air today. We had Danny on the air from a hospital worker.
Labor and delivery nurse, right?
Right. And then we had Eric on the air. Mm-hmm. Someone is asking if we can repeat the website for the guy printing masks. Do we have that anywhere on our website or will we?
We should put that on our website. It's makernexus.org. And they're looking for donations so that they can buy supplies to 3D print these masks. And I think he said $20 will buy 4 or 5 masks. Mm-hmm. So it's and they're not masks. I'm sorry, they're face shields that mm-hmm. people wear over even say their mask.
Right. So this isn't going to solve the mask shortage problem, but certainly. And this goes back to why the people are wearing them in the grocery store, even when they were told they won't work. You feel better.
You do.
Having some coverage. You just want something to block the possibility that you're going to. I don't want to catch this. I know that everyone's saying that, you know, the quarantine should keep it from catching. And we're wiping down all the stuff that we get delivered. We really are trying to keep it out of the house.
I'm seeing people who have set up like wipe down stations. You ever see those boot trays? Kind of like so they've got it set up there with a couple of towels and some, you know, Lysol or Windex or whatever, bleach, whatever you're using. And anything that comes into the house gets dropped there and gets wiped down. And if it's there, you know it needs to be wiped down. And if it's not in there, then you know it's safe for the house.
We are doing that in the garage, but it's the same.
Yeah, the same theory. Right.
Right. Just parking everything in one spot that's not brought directly in.
Right.
I've posted Maker Nexus to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page with a link regarding how you can help, whether it's making masks or donating to their page.
Awesome. Yeah, because they were asking, you know, as though people have 3D printers at their homes. If you have one of these, they'll give you the pattern to make these. They're apparently quite necessary.
Here is a super interesting question. It's something that I'd love to hear the answer to. I mentioned earlier... Hooman is the guy that brought us to this think tank in Palo Alto.
Yeah.
I guess he knew the someone there, and we got to do a tour, and they had a 3D printer, and that's where I got to see how that works and and more. But someone wrote in and said, speaking of Hooman, where is he? Do you think he's in the city, or do you think he went to quarantine at his mom's, or do you think he's like, I eat organic. I don't have to worry about this.
He's very quarantined by himself. Very lonely is what he is.
Yeah,
right
in fact,
now.
If you're looking at him on Instagram, he's posting, you know, screen grabs from all his FaceTimes that he's doing with everybody.
I think this is a time where he's like, this is not why I'm single.
Bring her in here.
Oh, is Hulk Baby coming in?
Hulk Baby's coming in, but like I said, she doesn't have any words, so there's highly unlikely that she'll share anything with you guys.
Well, give her a tickle. Let's hear her laugh. Oh, nice hair.
How is that hair? pretty crazy.
That looks like my hair right before I cut it.
Can you
hey,
say
Hulk
hi?
Baby.
Can you say hi? She can't hear. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. I put some headphones on her.
Can you
there
say
we go.
Hi?
Hi, Edie.
Hi.
Good
baby.
Morning to you. Nothing?
Nothing at all, huh?
I think she actually looks frozen. Hey. Hi.
She has
oh, Bryn, put one of your monkey faces on or something.
Say,
maybe she'll laugh
can
at that.
Can you say Isla? Nothing. All right.
Nothing.
Well, everybody, there's an exercise in.
Well, tell Chris it's nice to see her.
Yeah. They said it's
hiding.
Nice to see you, Christina.
Oh, hi. Hi, Christina.
Anyway, so we will have that information available for the printers. And you're telling me that Hooman has quarantined himself in San Francisco at his studio.
Yes, he is. He's stuck in his house and he seems very blue, like many of us are.
Right.
So
well,
reach out to Hooman on Instagram. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. Hooman TV.
And thanks to everybody who wrote in, including we got a note from Delta Ray.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. They were so psyched that we had, for New Music Friday last week, we spent a couple minutes listening to their new record and talking about, you got a little of that?
And now it's this is from their new album. Heart with
wonder. It was really pretty. We heard, I think it sounds great. So they're a local band and we want to support for sure. I'm stronger than a lion when the jackals come around.
You better watch your mouth. You'll never get to heaven if you're always back.
There you go. There's a little more Delta Ray for you. But they had written a really nice note to Jane thanking us for sitting and listening to their record, which was, that was certainly no problem. It was great.
Right. 510 wrote in, morning, Alice family. Vin's daughter snitching on him made me laugh so hard.
He's
yeah,
sleeping a lot.
No, snitching on telling Maka that I use the F word a lot.
Yeah, well, she didn't learn the lesson from the talkie hat because she told us all you do is sleep.
I only wish that were true. You know, one of the things that a kid will do is if you tell them no one time because you're laying down or something, they assume that you have destroyed
That's all
their
you
life.
Do. Right. Oh, my God. I was so bored because he was sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Another person wrote in, Vinny, how about you just stop using the F word? It's not that difficult.
It
you
is
know what?
Actually
it is
really
more difficult than you think.
Yeah, it's crazy how hard that is.
I think we're caught up. There's more, but I, you know what? Thank you for writing in. We're really using this as a connection to people, as some of us haven't left our house for days.
Nope. Here we still are.
We
be here
do
tomorrow,
appreciate
too.
Your text, 800-400-3697. We'll be back to say goodbye right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget, tomorrow, first thing in the morning, despite everything else that's going on in the world, that's when we're talking about Survivor, and that's important.
Oh, play the sad music, Bryn.
Oh, no, don't play
that. No, not that music, the sad music.
Spoiler alert. Sad music. Yeah, we have some news for you tomorrow. We'll be talking about.
I hated that episode. Did you like that episode?
I liked it in that I like all the episodes, but it was not the outcome I was hoping for sure. There is one person on there who's still there that I think that person is just not a good. I don't like him for a lot of reasons. And I was
him?
Really.
What is wrong with her?
No, listen, there's something wrong with both of them. That dude's a jerk.
Right. Well, so why?
I agree.
Michelle,
I know.
Why?
I know. Why, Michelle? Why? Listen, I know she got a lot of crap when she won her season, and I don't remember the exact thing, but I remember being like, oh, so they gave it to the person who had offended them least. She's headed down the same trail. Like, if she wins this thing, it'll be because she's the person who offended everyone else the least, because, man, she's just, I think that was a super dumb move. But I'm not playing the game. What the hell do I know? Anyway, we're not talking about it now. We'll talk about it tomorrow, 6 a.m., Survivor.
I think I just got you to talk about it, but
oh,
okay.
Oh, boy. Well, it's, you know, it was bound to happen. We did pretty good today, staying off of that. But Friday mornings at 6 a.m., that's when we talk about Survivor. So you've got until then to watch the show. Otherwise, you can't be mad if you get any spoilers when you join us in the morning. And it will be Friday, which is another important message that we have for you. Of all the things that are going on in the world, it is still Friday tomorrow. Be safe out there. Stay in your house. I know it's super boring, you know, or just go streaking. And then at least you're going fast enough and you can just veer around people. You know, give them a 10-foot berth as you're streaking. But just keep things interesting.
Instagram story or video that you're going to do when you're streaking.
Well, listen, when I do one when I'm streaking, I'll be holding it ahead of myself. You won't be able to see anything. Oh, that's why you should just run down the street and be like, yeah, I'm streaking right now.
I wonder if there's a way. Never mind. No one would want me to streak anyway, but
I wonder
if there's a way you could do it where nothing shows.
Well, yeah.
Never mind. I don't need to figure that out. I don't need to lose Instagram right now. That'd be a bad thing.
Let's go streaking in the quad. Okay. That sounds like a great idea. Have a great day. Remember to use the hashtag stay connected when you post to social media, and then we can all stay connected and all see each other, and I'll have a central hashtag meeting place. And look at everybody else's posts. And we're all on Instagram throughout the day. So if you want to check us out, Clarky Clark, Vin Hassan, Brittany Boy, Nicole DeJesus, but with no S at the end and an underscore in there. We all follow each other. And at 4:20 today, look for Jane to take over the Alice973 Instagram because she's got an interview. I don't know that guy's name right in front of me. Do you have his
name?
Alec Benjamin. So he's got a ton of followers and a cute little voice, and she's going to be talking with him on the Alice973 Instagram. So be on there. That's apparently where everything's happening. Have an awesome day, and we'll check in tomorrow.
Thank you.
Alice973's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.